This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Rain, snow, tornadoes, high winds, flood warnings. We're seeing it all across the nation this week.
In Florida.
So it looks like that prefrontal tornado threat is mostly over.
The Walton County Sheriff's Office says high winds and tornadoes blew off the roofs of homes. One person died and two others were critically injured after a suspected tornado struck a mobile home park in Claremont, North Carolina, north of Charlotte. A possible tornado knocked down several old brick storefronts in downtown Bamberg, South Carolina, and in New York City. Officials evacuated nearly 2,000 migrants housed at a tent complex as winds whipped and threatened to grow as strong as 70 miles an hour. I'm Donna Water.
A storm that began Monday buried cities across the Midwest in snow, stranding people on highways. House Republicans are trying to prove Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is derelict in his duty as he deals with the surge of migrants at the border. An impeachment hearing begins today in a House committee. The Pentagon spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, is talking about why Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospital stay was kept secret for days, even from the White House.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about this. Ryder says a review has started.
This review is going to help us get to ground truth in a holistic way. So that we can learn from it, importantly, but also ensure that we're doing better next time.
The White House Chief of Staff is ordering cabinet secretaries to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the West Bank. He spoke to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this morning, telling him, according to a spokesman, that the U.S. supports tangible steps towards the creation of a Palestinian state. This is AP News. Meta is talking about what it says it's doing to protect teenagers.
Meta says it will start hiding inappropriate content from teenagers' accounts on Instagram and Facebook. Meta says that while it already aims to not recommend such age-inappropriate materials to teens, such as posts about suicide, self-harm, and eating disorders, Meta will now also not show such posts in their feeds, even if it's shared by an account they follow. Teen users, provided that they did not lie about their age when they signed up for Instagram or Facebook, will also see their accounts placed on the most restrictive settings on the platforms, and they will be blocked from searching for terms that might be harmful. Meta's announcement comes as the company faces lawsuits from dozens of U.S. states for contributing to the youth mental health crisis and harming young people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.07 a gallon this morning, down 2 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.